Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our second segment. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, or if you have a health challenge you need help with, or if a loved one has a health challenge you need help with, or they need help with, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls. Next segment, we're going to talk to Lisa McGarity about psychism. At the bottom of the hour, Lisa's been a psychic medium for 20 years. She sees clients, and she's got some interesting things to say about curses and psychic readings. We'll talk to Lisa McGarity at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls, 844-236-6010, in our next segment. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470. Ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team. If you're an entrepreneur, or you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, or if you just want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, call 866-735-2470, ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We already got a bunch of folks who want to talk to us. We'll try to get to everybody today. We'll start taking calls early. I want to continue talking about the famous dopamine, everyone's favorite neurotransmitter, at least for those of us who know about neurotransmitters anyway. And by now, we've been talking about dopamine now for a couple of weeks, maybe even a month or so. Hopefully you like dopamine as much as I do. Dopamine is now being thought to have played a major role in evolution. I'm reading a book now called The Dopaminergic Mind in Human Evolution and History. I just finished a couple days ago The Molecule of More, which is a kind of a bestseller type book on dopamine. Really interesting. Dr. Daniel Liebowitz, he connects dopamine up with politics, and he connects dopamine up with social and cultural phenomena. He connects dopamine up with exercise and motivation. And it is true, dopamine is our motivation neurotransmitter. Exercise upregulates dopamine. Performance upregulates dopamine. Cleaning the garage upregulates dopamine. Dopamine is associated with doing things. And not surprisingly, dopamine is also, as we talked about yesterday, associated with immunity and associated with the immune system. Of course, the immune system is doing things. And there's an interesting relationship between viruses and dopamine. As it turns out, viruses enter cells, or how they enter cells, depends on dopamine. Dopamine is like a garage door opener for viruses. Viruses work by entering into cells. Viruses are pieces of information that enter into cells. That's basically all they are. They're not living creatures. They're not animals. They're not alive. They can't be killed. They don't have any will. They don't have any intent. They just do what they do. They're just code that enters into our code, that corrupts our code for its own purposes. That's what a virus does, just like a computer virus in your hard drive. Computer virus in your hard drive is just a piece of code that corrupts our code, the code of your operating system in your computer, or some of the software in your computers, for its own purposes. The typical command of a biological virus is to replicate. That's what viruses do. They replicate. They make more of themselves. That's the only thing viruses do, is they make more of themselves. That's their job, is to divide and make more of themselves. So when a piece of viral information, DNA or RNA, enters into a cell, it hijacks the cell's manufacturing process. And the cell, that's what a cell does. Cells manufacture things. The DNA or the RNA from the virus hijacks that manufacturing machinery to make more viruses. Once the cell makes enough viruses, it explodes. It spews out more code, more viruses into the body, and the whole process starts all over again. We call that a viral infection. And at that point, the body's defenses are alerted, and a process is initiated that dismantles, not kills. You don't kill a virus. You dismantle it. You break it apart. You remove its protective coating. This is how the immune system addresses viral infections. There's nothing that kills a virus. We always say that, killing the virus. You don't kill a virus. You dismantle the virus. You can't kill it because it's not alive. That's the immune response. In the case of the current virus, the alert signal to the virus, the alert signal to the immune system that tells the immune system there's a virus, is an identification marker on the virus. All viruses have a little identification marker that says, I'm a virus. Just like when you go to a party or you go to a networking meeting and you have a little name tag on your jacket that says, I'm Ben. Viruses say, I'm virus. The identification on this particular virus is called a spike protein. Everybody's heard the term now, spike protein. Spike protein is the identification marker. It's the ID card on the virus. Normal cells don't have a spike protein. So when the immune system sees a spike protein, boom! It gets activated. And what happens when it gets activated? It creates little missiles, little virus-seeking missiles that explode the cell that's got the spike protein on, or the entity that's got the spike protein on it. That's the virus. Literally, the immune system makes little missiles, little rockets, little ballistic missiles that shoot down the virus that contains the spike protein, or that has a spike protein on it. Those little missiles are called antibodies. Antibodies are little biological ballistic missiles. And the way the immune system works is antibodies are created specifically for this spike protein and the virus that carries it. Now, drug companies have figured out a way to fool the body, to trick the body into making antibodies against spike proteins. How do they do that? Well, they created an artificial virus, an artificial piece of information that forces our cells or tricks our cells into making spike proteins. You say, what? You're making spike proteins? Yes, you're making spike proteins. You're making the ID card. And then the immune system says, hey, there's an enemy in here. When this pseudovirus is injected into us, we now make these spike proteins, and the immune system sees these spike proteins and makes antibodies against them. And theoretically, when a natural virus with a spike protein enters the body, you already got these missiles. You already got these ballistic missiles. They're already present. And the virus is going to get shot down. That's called a vaccine. The vaccine is, in essence, a virus. Oh, the stupidity of this whole process, the genius and the stupidity all at the same time, is mind-boggling. So what does this all have to do with dopamine? Well, it turns out dopamine makes us more susceptible to infection. For one thing, dopamine is involved in making cells more susceptible to the entry of viruses. It's like a garage door opener. Dopamine opens up the membrane of a cell and allows the virus to enter into the cell. That makes sense. Remember, dopamine is the molecule of approach. It makes us want to take action. It makes our cells want to take action. And it does this by opening up the membrane and letting that virus in. Dopamine does other things too. Dopamine also sensitizes the immune system. Makes the immune system more hyperactive. which also makes sense given that dopamine is involved in making us do things. So it makes the immune system do things too. All right, at Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll continue this discussion and take your phone calls in our next segment.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. Hang on, we'll get your calls here in just a moment. Lisa McGarity will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about psychic readings and curses.
with Lisa McGarity. She's been a psychic for 20 years. Got some interesting things to say. We'll get to your calls here in just a sec. I want to finish up. Well, I got more to say about dopamine, but just about as far as infections go, dopamine will predispose you to infections, and the dopamine personality, that is, personalities that people who produce a lot of dopamine, and there is a dopaminergic personality type. Eric Braverman talks a lot about this in The Edge Effect. I'm going to be talking about Eric Braverman in the coming days. If you are producing too much dopamine, you'll have symptoms like anxiety, difficulty sleeping, mania, the bipolar phenomena, the manic phase of the bipolar phenomena is associated with excess dopamine, ADD, excessively high libido. All of these are associated with high levels of dopamine. If that's you, you are going to be more susceptible to viral infections. We know that elevated dopamine can significantly enhance the onset of various viruses, including HIV, as well as probably the current virus, encephalitis virus, too. Something called Japanese encephalitis virus is associated with excessive dopamine. And if that's you, you may want to consider dopamine-lowering strategies. And there are a lot of things that you can do, but one of the most important strategies for lowering dopamine is to use tryptophan, and also tryptophan's metabolite 5-HTP. You may have heard of 5-HTP. It was popular 20, 25 years ago. It's not as popular now, but when it first came out, or when it first gained notoriety in the 1990s, it was recommended for depression and for sleep and for anxiety. Tryptophan and its derivative 5-HTP has wonderful calming effects. You can use it before you go to bed. And one of the reasons why 5-HTP and tryptophan work is because both of them have an ability to stabilize and even deplete dopamine levels. You can get tryptophan supplementally. You can use tryptophan powder or 5-HTP capsules. And there's also foods that contain tryptophan. Most people recognize that turkey and also chicken contain tryptophan, although it's not the best source of tryptophan. There are better sources. Milk is a good source of tryptophan. Canned tuna fish is a really good source of tryptophan, as it turns out. Oats contain tryptophan. Cheese contains tryptophan. And one of my favorite ways to get tryptophan is by using something that we'll be talking about within the next few days, and that is using flax seeds. Ground up flax seeds is a great way to get your tryptophan. And it's also a great way, using ground up flax seeds before you go to bed, is a great way to prevent hypoglycemia in the middle of the night. If you wake up in the middle of the night, you get up out of bed and you feel like you can't go back to sleep, chances are, or there's a good possibility anyway, that you went into hypoglycemia in the middle of the night and you had a big surge of cortisol and now you can't go back to sleep. So using a little flaxseed, ground of flaxseeds before you go to bed can help stabilize your blood sugar so you don't have that hypoglycemic effect in the middle of the night. So for folks who get up in the middle of the night and can't go back to sleep, maybe a teaspoon or half a teaspoonful of flaxseeds ground up in water and drink it down before you go to bed can help. And also the tryptophan in the flaxseeds can help you too. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. I'll have more to say about dopamine tomorrow, and then we'll continue talking about tyrosine. I haven't forgot about that. Tyrosine, super important amino acid. We'll also talk a little bit about the vaccine tomorrow, and then Parkinson's disease is on the menu, and then we'll talk a little bit about gluten and gluten intolerance as well. Gluten intolerance is associated, believe it or not, with issues linked to neurotransmitters via disruption of the blood-brain barrier. Dr. David Perlmutter talks a lot about that in the book Grain Brain. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Elaine. Say good morning. Elaine, what's up? Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's going on, Elaine?
Good. It's just amazing resonance. I think there was a caller yesterday. Excuse me. A caller yesterday said how much he resonated with you. And here I have a question on flaxseed.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I keep coming across information that says that flaxseed is estrogenic in nature.
Uh-huh.
And so
yeah.
Can you get the story straight?
Yes, I'll get the story straight. First of all, there are components in estrogen called lignans. Have you ever heard of this? I'm sorry, in flaxseed. It's called lignans. Have you ever heard of this?
Lignans.
Lignans.
But I don't understand.
Lignans are phytoestrogens. They're plant estrogens. They do have estrogenic effects, but they're very low estrogen. Phytoestrogens are estrogens, but they're very weak estrogens. and they can help protect you against the strong estrogens, like estradiol, estriol, the estrogens that your body makes. So the weak estrogens, the lignans, are thought to reduce some of the effects associated with the strong estrogens. And that's true about all the phytoestrogens. Lignin is a phytoestrogen. So I wouldn't worry about the estrogenic effects, the estrogenic activity of lignans, because actually they're protective against the really bad estrogens, the strong estrogens that your body makes, as well as the metabolites of them, the catechol estrogens that we've talked about in the past. This is why soy, by the way, is sometimes used. Soy also contains lignans and isoflavones as well, and these act like estrogens. So I wouldn't worry about the estrogenic effects. In fact, not only are the lignans weakly estrogenic, so they'll protect you against the stronger estrogens, but they also have, flaxseed fiber has an ability to improve the elimination of the excess estrogens out of the bowels. It kind of ties up the estrogen. It locks up the estrogen. So all in all, I would not only would I not worry about flaxseed lignans for folks who have estrogen issues, but you can actually use them to protect yourself against estrogen issues via this binding effect and also the weak estrogen effect.
So it sounds like it's a small risk, but big reward.
Not even a risk. I wouldn't even say it's a risk because they're so weak.
Okay.
Think about it this way.
Okay.
You have the receptor, right? The estrogen receptor. If you have a weak estrogen that sits on the estrogen receptor, that's going to prevent the strong estrogen from sitting on the estrogen receptor. It'll act like a block. Okay, and you'll get the weak effects, but you won't get the strong effects. It'll protect you from those strong effects because now the receptor has been occupied by these weak estrogen molecules. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. That makes great sense.
Thanks so much, Elaine. Okay, take care. I love flax seeds. Absolutely. I do them every day. Grind them up. I do about an ounce a day. I'll be talking about flax seeds in the coming days because they're really interesting for folks who are dealing with gluten issues. There's no gluten in flax seeds, and you can actually get flax flour if you want to bake gluten-free. All right, Chris in Texas. What's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
You don't even have to grind up flax seeds. All you got to do is be a Costco member, go down to Costco, get you a bag of premium gold, organic golden ground flax seed. It's about $8. It's a 4-pound bag. I mean, super cheap.
You know what the problem with that is, though, Chris? You know what the problem with that is? I know they make those. First of all, you got to use them fresh. Once you grind a seed, it's very susceptible to oxidation. So you got to use them fresh. And if you buy a bag of them, there's no way you're going to use them fresh.
You
got to keep them in the freezer.
Doesn't refrigeration help?
Well, it does help, and freezer is better, and it definitely helps.
Oh, wow.
But still, you know, it's not that hard to grind them up, and they're cheap. They're like $1 a pound.
I'll put this in the freezer right now. The colder, the better. Hey,
yes, the colder, the better.
Fine,
yeah.
Great. I'll put it in the freezer.
Chris, I'm sorry. There's the music, buddy. What did you want to talk about? You always got something interesting to say.
I'm so angry because the FDA banned NAC. We got to talk about that.
Oh, no, let's talk about that. Yeah, call me tomorrow. I want to talk about that. Thank you, Chris. All right, Lisa McGarity, coming up next, you're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We will return right after this.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ransomware attacks against the United States continues despite efforts to stop it. A coastal Georgia hospital, St. Joseph's Chandler Health System, which operates two hospitals in Savannah, Georgia, has about 4,200 employees, was still using backup procedures, including paper records, on Monday. Some patients have said they were turned away from their scheduled appointments after the attack on Thursday. Shane Furman, the mayor of Silverton, Colorado, announced at a trustee meeting last week that the Pledge of Allegiance will be suspended. Attendees had a different idea.
I'm sorry, but that's who's in the United States of America, and it's who the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd note that that's out of order, and we did have a one-strike policy. I'm not going to ask everyone to leave tonight, but if something like that happens again, we will.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In New York City, the law has no order. Tim Bird from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Hundreds of alleged looters and rioters busted last year in protests over George Floyd's murder by police have had their charges dropped. That's according to new data released by the NYPD. In the Bronx, which saw fires in the streets and mass looting in June 2020, more than 60% of arrestees have had their charges dropped. That's according to an investigation by NBC New York. Jessica Betancourt owns a Bronx eyeglass store that was looted in 2020.
I think it's just disgusting. It's outrageous the way we're getting treated. No one made an effort to even come to the stores and say, you know what, can I get some surveillance? Can I get some fingerprinting to see if we could catch these looters? No efforts were made by the city.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Sources in the DA's office say in many of the cases, the evidence was not strong enough to secure a conviction.
If you're planning to go to the World Cup in 2022, you must be vaccinated from COVID-19. Dan Rocky has more.
Qatar will require visitors for the 2022 World Cup to be fully vaccinated against COVID. The country's prime minister saying Sunday that the government is also working on procuring 1 million doses of vaccine to immunize visitors, adding that while most countries will probably have their citizens vaccinated by the beginning of the tournament, they want to be ready in case some can't. The World Cup in Qatar begins in November of 2022.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben, and we're trying to get Lisa McGarrity on, but can't seem to get a hold of her. So if you do have questions or comments or success stories, you want to get back on the phone, 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm not sure if we'll get Lisa or not. Hopefully we will. In any case, I want to remind you to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Some of you have used our Truth Skin Health products, and if you have, you know that they are the real deal. I would have to be the biggest idiot on the planet to try to market a skincare product if it didn't have a skincare product that did something different. What does it do? It works, because all of our True Skin Health products were formulated in my pharmacy for helping folks deal with skin health issues. I couldn't play games. When I was formulating skin health products in my pharmacy for folks who had eczema or burns, or they were just coming out of surgery and they didn't want to prevent scarring, or even if they just had wrinkles or dry skin, they were complaining about health issues, not beauty issues. Skincare
is kind of this silly cosmetic game that people play. And skincare companies take advantage of the, number one, the pure desire people have to have beautiful skin, and number two, the ignorance most of us have about how our skin works. And it's not fair. And every time I hear about a skincare company coming out with the latest and greatest herbal rainforest ingredient, I want to throw up or kill somebody. Because it's not fair. It's not about the latest and greatest ingredient that comes from the rainforest. You don't need the latest and greatest ingredient that comes from the rainforest. You don't need the latest and greatest peptide. You don't need the latest and greatest of anything. Because skin is an organ of the body. And just like any organ of the body, it's made up of cells. And just like any cells in the body, cells have evolved, skin cells or otherwise, have evolved to use a specific menu of nutrients. Period. Not the latest and greatest. They don't need the latest and greatest. They need the basics. All cells need the mighty 90 essential nutrients. What makes the skin so cool and so special and so interesting is that you can access the cells from a topical direction. You can put things on top of the skin, and you can take advantage of cell chemistry if you know what you're doing. And I know what I'm doing, and I've been doing it for a long time. And that's why we use fat-soluble vitamin C, not ascorbic acid topically. Ascorbic acid is going to help you topically. This is how you can tell if your skincare product, your skincare company is full of baloney, is if they're using ascorbic acid as a source of vitamin C. Ascorbic acid is water-soluble vitamin C. It isn't going to penetrate through the skin surface, and that's biochemistry 101. That's pharmacy 101. Not only that, but ascorbic acid breaks down. Ascorbic acid breaks down in the presence of oxygen. It breaks down in the presence of water. That's why vitamin C products will turn brown right in the bottle if they have ascorbic acid in them. And you can tell that to any skincare person who's telling you to use ascorbic acid topically. It breaks down, it oxidizes, and it doesn't penetrate very effectively through the stratum corneum. Thus, we use fatty vitamin C. It's more expensive, but it works. We use retinol, and we don't use just a touch of it, a drop of it. We use a lot of it. Because you need a big dose. In fact, one of the major criteria for determining how effective an ingredient is going to be at getting through the skin surface to the lower levels is the concentration, the density in the product you're using. You can't just put a drop of something and expect it to get through the stratum corneum. You've got to load up your product with an active ingredient. That's why we use 5% retinol. Everybody else uses 0.1% retinol. We use 60, 70, 80% fat-soluble vitamin C. Everybody else uses 10%, 5%, 1% water-soluble vitamin C. Bottom line is, 1,900-plus 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can check out at truthreviewed.com, and there's a reason for that, because Truth Skin Health products work. Never any preservatives, fillers, or waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products, 100% active and functional ingredients. Check them all out at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, so I was hoping to get Lisa McGarity on, but as occurs sometimes on the bright side, our guests don't show up when they're supposed to show up, and that's just the way it is. So that line's open, 844-236-6010. I do want to continue talking about dopamine, and I have a lot to say about it. High dopamine levels are associated with anxiety and difficulties focusing. If you find that you have issues with sleep or, excess aggression, excess libido, increased mania or high energy, inability to focus, all these can be signs that you're jacked up on your dopamine. You're producing too much dopamine, and using dopamine-lowering strategies might be something that you want to think about. Slow, deep breathing can help stabilize dopamine. In fact, all the things we talk about that have a calming effect on the body, all the things we talk about that relax the body, partially at least, work by lowering dopamine levels. Now, increasing dopamine is a whole other issue, and we will be talking about that, because lower dopamine levels that are too low are also a problem. You don't want your dopamine levels too low, and you don't want your dopamine levels too high. Read Eric Braverman. If you're interested in this subject, read Eric Braverman's book, The Edge Effect. He has a lot to say about dopamine. In fact, he's got a huge chapter about the dopamine personality. All right, 844-236-6010, our friend Lydia. Where you been, Lydia? Welcome to the Bright Side. What's going on?
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Lydia. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, I told you I was going to call you back, and I took longer than I wanted.
You forgot me?
But I am here.
Aww.
No, I never forget you, never.
What's
fact,
going on?
I always get I get notifications all the time to remember you, and I love it. You're
on
the only
Facebook?
Notifications I like.
Are you talking about my Facebook?
Phone.
But when I do my Facebooks, when do you get notified? Lydia? 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 I don't know where you went, Lydia.
And I love having that.
I didn't hear you. Lydia, you stop.
Yes.
You cut out. What notifications do you get? My Facebook?
I don't know what the heck's going on with Lydia.
I don't know what that was about, Lydia. I'm sorry, but we lost you. So call back if you want to call back. All right, so anyway, high dopamine levels are associated with problems focusing. There's a rush that's associated with dopamine. So when you get a hit of dopamine, it kind of has a mood-elevating effect. This is why people love drugs like Adderall and Ritalin. Adderall is the modern form of Ritalin. I remember when I was in pharmacy school, Ritalin was all the rage. In fact, I have a funny story. Somebody gave me a Ritalin when I was in pharmacy school. I couldn't believe what that did for me. Holy moly. I read a textbook in one night, an entire 400-page textbook in one night doing Ritalin, and I could see why people use it. Unfortunately, you can't stay on it for long periods of time, Ritalin or Adderall, because the effects kind of wear off, and you need more and more. But one of the reasons that these drugs work so well is because they elevate dopamine, and this increase in dopamine production can be very addictive, and this is why people abuse these kinds of drugs. If you want to elevate your dopamine naturally, do something. Go out and exercise or finish a project. Those are the best ways to elevate your dopamine, because when you're using Adderall or Ritalin or Dexedrine to elevate your dopamine, Dexedrine is a form of amphetamine, you'd end up with heart problems, blood pressure problems, kidney problems. And there's a lot of health issues associated with amphetamines. Anything that acts has an amphetamine-like effect. But one of the reasons we like this is because we get addicted to these substances is because of their dopaminergic properties. And we find that compulsive behaviors also will elevate dopamine levels. And this is one of the reasons why people become addicted to the internet or Facebook or compulsive gambling. All of these stimulate a big hit of dopamine. And they make the event or the experience that you're, whatever you're doing, highly rewarding and reinforcing it as a habit. All right, so get control of your dopamine is the bottom line by doing something to elevate it and by using tryptophan and relaxing strategies to lower it. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I guess we're not going to speak to Lisa McGarity. Hopefully I didn't disappoint too many folks. Maybe we'll get Lisa back on. We're going to talk about curses and psychic readings. 844-236-6010 is our number, and I've got a bunch of folks who want to talk to us now, so hang tight. I don't know if you guys heard about this article that came out yesterday. A glass of milk a day helps keep heart disease away. New study finds milk isn't just good for your bones, it's also doing plenty for your heart, too. I don't know about that. An international team finds drinking milk regularly can significantly drop the chances of suffering from heart disease. This is a finding that was based on an epidemiological study. That's one of those studies where they ask people what they ate for breakfast and then associate it with specific disease states, or not necessarily what they eat for breakfast, but what they eat or what they drink. And then they link it up to a specific disease states. And as it turns out, the more folks who drank milk tended to have higher BMI, BMI is a measurement of weight and height, weight related to height, but they also had lower cholesterol levels. Interesting. This data suggests no need to limit milk intake with respect to cardiovascular disease risk. I'm not buying that. There are wonderful things in milk, though. I will say that. Magnesium and calcium and phosphorus and protein. There's wonderful nutrients in milk. B vitamins. Of course, once you pasteurize the milk, you lose a lot of its nutritional value. So raw milk is probably the way to go. But that being said, you don't necessarily need to be drinking milk. There's lots of great ways to get your magnesium and your calcium and your protein that don't involve drinking the mammary secretions of a big fat farm animal. But if you're going to drink milk, do raw milk. That definitely has more nutritional value than the pasteurized and even homogenized. When milk's homogenized, by the way, all the fat globules are dispersed evenly, and that makes the fat globules much more readily, allows them to much more readily traverse the intestinal lining and get into the blood. And that is definitely a problem. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's see what Don in Georgia has to say. Good morning, Don.
Hey, Ben. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. What's up?
Quick question. I have this weird phenomenon that happens whenever I eat too much, I guess it's sugar in the morning. If I have a bowl of mixed fruit, or if I have a bowl of oatmeal with raisins and molasses or something like that. My ear goes out like it gets clogged.
That's an allergic reaction. Yeah.
It's an allergic reaction, right?
Yeah. Now, isolate it. It could have something to do with the sugar, but it may also have something to do with something else that's in the foods. So you got to isolate it a little bit. Try just
the oats and see what happens. Try just
right,
the fruit.
With nothing in it.
Okay. With nothing in it, exactly. And that's really a problem when you do when you have a reaction to a mixed concoction. You know, if you have four or five different things in the, you don't know what's causing the reaction. Sugar can definitely do that, though. So it could be the sugar and dried fruit. I assume you're doing dried fruit. Dried fruit
and
is super. Yeah, dried fruit is super high concentrated in sugar. It's interesting about dried fruit and also about raisins. They're because they're dried, the nutrients are concentrated, and there's wonderful minerals in dried fruit that are all concentrated, but the sugar is also concentrated, and dried fruit is some of the most sugar-dense foods anybody could ever eat. So if you're going to do dried fruit, suck on a little raisin or a couple raisins like it's a candy. That's the best way to do it. And you'll get a little bit of sugar, it'll get really slow. In fact, you might want to try that. It might be the fact that you're doing too much sugar all at once. Try sucking on a piece of one of the dried fruits, if it's dried apricots or whatever you're doing, or a couple of raisins, and see if that makes a difference. And then try to eat those foods that you're making one food at a time, or one piece of the food at a time, one component of the food at a time. You know what I'm saying?
Right, because I notice if I eat the fruit, strawberries, bananas individually, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, it may be too much. It may be too big a hit of sugar, or it may be one of the individual components. Do some experimenting. Will you call me back and let me know? I'd love to hear.
I sure will.
All right, Don. Thank you, man. Have a great day, buddy. Okay.
You too.
All right. Our friend Lydia's back. Hey, Lydia, what happened to you?
I don't know. Electronics. Anyway,
right.
I want to get to the point because I just thought of some things that I think are important to ask, just a question.
Yeah.
But all I want to understand, my last note was that high energy is so, not high energy, just be the vibration of happiness in your life is a part of good health, and we all need to work on maintaining that. Now,
Hang on to that thought. That's a great thought. Why do you think people can't? Everybody wants to be happy. That's the prime directive of being a human being, right? Everything we do is just to be happy. So why is it that we can't be happy? What's going on? We all want to be happy, but we can't be happy.
It's the world we live in. It's the TV that people watch that brings us down, and we're collective. We're all consciousness that are together, and that's what happens. That's why we need to exercise, not physically, I mean mentally, to keep us at a high, whatever it looks like, going to nature, grounding, whatever.
Good for you, Lydia.
And I realize that that's how we keep our health. That's how we, you know, create wonderful things in our life. It just goes on. And I'm creating, as soon as I started doing this again, because I lost it for a long time, because you get caught up with the crap that's happening. And it is pretty, it's tough what's happening to people.
It's pretty distressing, right? It's pretty distressing what's going on.
It really is. That's why we need to be connected.
But check this out, Lydia. Check this out. I'm going to say this to you, but I'm going to say it to everybody who's listening, too. Where do we know, how do we know the world is distressing? Is it our personal experience, or is it the news? Or is it what we're being told, right?
That's true.
Right?
I know there's a lot on all sides. And I am aware of that finally. And it's going within is how you find truth. We love truth. You and so many people do. And when you can handle truth and you deal with it properly, it's awesome. I mean, life, you have to have faith in yourself. And that is what we are. That's what I'm learning. I am here to raise the vibration of this world that we live in. And we are on earth. We are here. I have a physical medium living at my house right now. It's so cool.
You do? What, are you a psychic medium?
Oh, physical, meaning
that
he has a plasm come out of him, you know, ectoplasm. You've heard of, you know, that style of medium.
I haven't. I haven't. Tell me about that. But tell me real quickly, because we're going to run out of time.
Well, I can call you in another time, because I want to help a friend that I've, you know.
Go ahead.
It's about, she drinks protein before she goes to bed. She
That's
works
good.
Out a lot.
Yeah.
Is that okay to do?
Yeah, absolutely. Not a lot. You don't want to be digesting anything. You don't want to be digesting a lot of stuff. But a little bit of liquid protein can help you with that hypoglycemic effect that sometimes happens that I was talking about earlier with the flax seeds.
I heard that. That's what made me think of that.
Yeah, a little bit of protein before you go to bed, not meat or anything that's hard to digest, but like liquid protein, like maybe a half a teaspoon of whey protein or bone broth protein in a glass of water will release sugar slowly. Protein gets turned into sugar over the course of time, and it will release sugar slowly, and you can help eliminate that hypoglycemic effect that happens in the middle of the night to some folks. It's not a bad idea to do that. Also, growth hormone and the body recovers, and there's a lot of of building, there's a lot of anabolism that takes place while you sleep, so having some amino acids present may be helpful. And then lastly, if she does a certain type of protein that has tryptophan in it, that can have a relaxing effect also. So it's not necessarily a bad idea.
I heard about tryptophan today from you, but what protein has tryptophan in it?
Whey. Oh, well, all protein will have some tryptophan, but whey protein probably has the best. Tryptophan is found in dairy. But all protein, all high-protein foods and protein concentrated protein powders are going to provide tryptophan. Tryptophan is important for building, and so most folks who are taking protein powders are interested in building, and thus tryptophan is found in a lot of these building kinds of protein powders. It's a very anabolic amino acid.
So I just want to understand one more thing on this subject. I learned, you know, that you need to have it, you know, an empty stomach, like, you know, before you go to bed, so you can heal, your body can heal. But I mean, do you want your body processing protein?
No.
Why do
you don't want it? That's what I'm saying. You only want a very small amount. You definitely don't want to have a big meal. You don't want to have a hamburger.
No.
You know, you don't want your body doing a lot of work while it's sleeping. You want the resources, the nutritional resources and the blood and the oxygen all being used not to digest food, but to build tissue, and also to fight diseases and to fight aging and, you know, do all the good things in life. It really, after you eat a meal, all your resources and blood supply are redirected to the intestine and to the digestive organs in order to process that food. So, and this is one of the reasons why the less you eat, the longer you live, assuming you have the right nutrients in your system, is because your resources are now being used to build tissue, to anti-age. And if you do it before you go to bed, all those resources are going to be redirected to the intestine and the liver and the digestive organs in order to digest food, and that's counterproductive. You don't want that happening. Lydia, I hope you'll call me back about that other, about that physical medium.
I will definitely.
Interesting.
It's very interesting. I've been very fascinated by the whole experience, that's for sure.
All right,
so,
I'd love to hear.
Anyway,
thanks for calling. Appreciate
back.
It.
Thank you.
Nice to hear from
thanks.
You.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to all my friends who are loyal Brightside listeners. I appreciate all you guys, and that's it for now. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.